Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever wondered why you aren't accomplishing more? You know, when we begin to think back about why we didn't do this, or why that didn't work, the very first thought our flesh will usually come up with is an excuse. All we need to do is begin making excuses, and the devil is ever ready to jump in and help us out. Excuses like these: my parents never believed in me. My father abused me. My mother always accused me. My parents weren't able to provide me with the opportunities I need growing up. My parents raised us on the wrong side of the tracks. Or how about this one? My parents were always looking, always working, and never had any time to spend with us. In other words, they were either looking for or working. One more. My parents didn't teach me the things I needed to know as a child. You know, if it isn't parents that are blamed, there's always this teacher or that terrible incident. And this list could go on and on, but here's the bottom line. As long as our mind is focused on who to blame, we will never stop long enough to figure out where the true solution lies. Our upbringing may have presented a problem, but once we make the realization, the door opens wide for us to step in, change the situation. Now, our success or lack of success falls on us. Change is constant in life. Sometimes it's really hard to create change. But fortunately, we belong to the one who never changes and who is for our success.
In Jeremiah 29:11, and we're very familiar with the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, this in God's Word translation, it's put this way: I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace and not disaster, plans to give you a future filled with hope. And another favorite one, I mean a really favorite one of mine, I love it, Romans 8:31-32. Romans 8:31-32, this in the Living Bible. What can we ever say to such wonderful things as these? If God is on our side, who could ever be against us? Since he did not even spare his own son for us, but gave him up for us all, won't he also surely give us everything else? Hallelujah. If we know we have God's help, we need to take charge of our own life and not let others or the past control who we are. God will incredibly help us if we ask. Pastor and noted author Warren Wiersbe once said, nothing paralyzes our life like the attitude that things can never change. We need to remind ourselves that God can change things. Outlook determines outcome. If we see only the problem, we will be defeated. But if we see the possibilities in those problems, we can have victory.
You know, I remember one of our daughters talking to me about analyzing how she felt about God, telling me she wasn't sure. She felt all the ways I did. She thought I might be upset. But I explained to her that if she only took what I said about God as truth, she wouldn't have a relationship of her own. We can't go on the opinions of others. We can listen and assess, but we must form our own thoughts and ideas. Hopefully, they're all based on the Word of God. And again, not what others say, but what the Word of God says. So we need to be looking into the Word of God ourselves.
And another thing we need to, honey, remember is that when a preacher says something and he's not backing it up with the Word, you better back it up with the Word if you are going to start believing it.
That's so true. It really is. You know, if you've heard something preached all your life, you need to know where it's at in the Bible.
Amen.
It's important that we begin to see possibility instead of limitations.
There's an interesting scripture in Isaiah 45:8. Isaiah 45, verse 8, classic Amplified Bible. It says, "Let fall in showers, you heavens, from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness, the pure, spiritual, heaven-born possibilities that have their foundation in the holy being of God. Let the earth open and let them skies and earth, sprout forth salvation, and let righteousness germinate and spring up as plants do together. I, the Lord, have created it."
Every single one of us were created to receive. Well, I love it in that verse, honey. Every one of us have been created to receive heaven-born possibilities. Scripture says it. Every one of us had God put something in us that serves us to action. He used to tell our kids, don't decide your career on how much money you'll make or how important you'll be, but on what you truly love to do. Because that way, you can go to work every day, but never work a day in your life. Loving what you do, well, it makes work fun. And you can count on that every time. Starting now.
What are you looking for?
That's right. Starting now, decide what you're looking for.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. What you can see that others can't.
That's right.
Or can you see things they can't, or are you limited by your current reality? What you and I need to understand from this teaching and every other teaching that we do is that the Word is filled with infinite possibilities.
Hallelujah.
Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, he was also a speechwriter for President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Dr. Hill said one time, "What the mind of man can conceive and believe, he can achieve." That's exactly what Jesus said in Mark 9:23.
Mark 9:23 in God's Word translation. This is Harold's in my scripture a couple years ago for that year. Jesus said to him, "As far as possibilities go, everything is possible for the person who believes."
The greatest limitations we will ever face in our lives are squarely based on how we see ourselves, what we're willing to overcome, how much effort we're willing to put into achieving our goals. God wants us to believe in possibilities, not limitations. He wants us living in excellence and not excuses.
2 Peter 1:5, classic Amplified Bible. "For this very reason, adding your diligence to the divine promises, employ every effort in exercising your faith to develop virtue, excellence, resolution, Christian energy, and in exercising virtue, develop knowledge, intelligence." God has also given us the authority and power for excellence in our lives. Luke 10:19, incredibly good scripture. Luke 10:19, this is a classic Amplified Bible. "Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample on serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all," I like that, "all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you."
Here's the bottom line for us. We can't afford to spend time, not any time at all, thinking about excuses. We can't afford judging our future based on our past experience and knowledge. We can't afford defining our future by our past accomplishments, or perhaps the things we've always wanted to do but haven't accomplished. We can't afford negative thinking or speaking which restricts, eliminates, or destroys possibilities for success.
Harold and I love Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2 says in part, this in the New Living Translation, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." And that's just what he wants to do.
From this day forward, let's purpose in our hearts to look to our Heavenly Father with anticipation and expectation and without limitation.
I like the way you said that, baby.
We have to take the promises of God and confess them until they're more real than the reality we're living in at the moment.
I'm convinced that this is what kept Joseph thriving instead of just surviving. First as a slave in Potiphar's house, then in prison. He had to keep God's reality in focus as he applied excellence of service in his own life. This is all found in Genesis. I'm also convinced that God used Joseph's experience to equip him to become second in importance in all of Egypt.
If we don't look at every day as a training day, it won't matter what great responsibility is eventually bestowed on us if we're not capable of handling. We make this promise to you. If you look to God for your inspiration, motivation, and direction, 5 years from now, you'll be amazed at the great life that you'll be living. Here's a prayer we want to share. Father God, we praise you for giving us the word. Now grant us wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and courage to step into the glorious life that you've planned for us. Help us to first see ourselves the way you see us, then begin to live the promises that your Son died to give us. In the name of Jesus, amen. And hallelujah. One more thought and a quote. People who are determined to succeed are not moved by people's opinions. Limitations only exist in those unwilling to pay the price to succeed. And as we've always said, the price for success has to be paid in advance.
That's right.
And here's a quote. Smith Wigglesworth, one of God's generals, once said, "There's nothing impossible with God. All the impossibility is with us when we measure God by the limitations of our own belief."
Honey, that is so true. If we limit God by our unbelief, then he can't do it. The things he wants to do with our lives.
Think about it. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says Soul Seed. And ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask.
And until tomorrow, happy trails and keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.